Hello and welcome to ABC's of Parenting Adult Children podcast. My name is James Moffitt and I'll be your host. Today is November 1st, 2023. Today's episode 6 will be about healthy boundaries. There are a lot of articles available on the internet which addresses the following topics: boundaries for adult relationships, boundaries for families. There are very few articles or resources for parenting adult children. This is what I think about that. Our children will always be our children, however, they are now adults. We spent 18 plus years loving them, nurturing them, and teaching them life skills. Of course, I'm assuming that as parents, we did teach them life skills which would help them to be successful at being adults. Here are several life skills that we should be teaching our children. Managing emotions, learning how to respect their parents, learning how to respect other adults and authority figures, learning how to respect your boundaries, boundaries such as physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual, learning how to follow rules, giving our children an opportunity to learn about being compassionate humans, giving our children the opportunity to reach out to those in society that are less fortunate, teaching how to be forgiving of others, teaching housekeeping chores so that they will know how to take care of their own place of residence, not so they will be child labor slaves to their parents, teaching how to manage finances, budgeting their money, how to save up for a rainy day or emergencies. Why is it important not to take dangerous drugs? The importance of good mental health. Moderating screen time. In other words, time spent on social media. Belief system with regards to what is right and wrong. How to be critical thinkers versus just going along with the herd of or adopting a popular agenda. Let me repeat that. How to be critical thinkers versus just going along with the herd or adopting a popular agenda. How to learn versus memorizing data to regurgitate it onto a test. The importance of reading. Reading is a critical skill and will open up an entire world of knowledge to them. It will expand their mental boundaries. To have a well-rounded worldview. As we go through this list, we will identify areas that we were good at and probably some that we were not so good at. It is possible that our parents did not teach us some of these things. That means that we as parents are responsible to our children to learn these skills ourselves and pass it down to them. As I've said in the past, our children do not come with an instruction manual. The default method of parenting our children is how our parents raised us. In other words, if our parents were doing that with us, that means they were passing down good and bad traits from generations before them. It is our job to recognize those bad traits and educate ourselves on how we are going to break that generational curse. Now that our children, or adults, are grown, they have established their own identities and personalities. They're no longer children. We can no longer communicate with them as such. We have to communicate with them in an adult manner. Some of our children, while they are physically adults, they may have retained childlike traits mentally and emotionally. Once our children are young adults, we must respect where they are in life. They're responsible for their own thoughts and decisions. They must learn from the consequences of their bad decisions. As parents, we want to step in and fix things for them and shield them from some of those consequences. That makes us enablers of bad behavior or thinking processes. Sometimes we need to step back and let life teach them valuable lessons. One of the ways that we do this is by setting boundaries with our young children. Let me say that again. One of the ways that we do this is by setting boundaries with our young adults. Those boundaries include, but are not limited to the following. Physical boundaries. Do not tolerate physical abuse from your young adults. It's not okay for them to have anger issues and threaten you or your spouse if they cannot have their way. Young adults with drug or alcohol abuse can become physically abusive as they act out. Be aware of those types of behaviors and set healthy boundaries. In other words, if you know they are drunk or spaced out on drugs, do not allow them into your home. Tell them to come back when they are in their right mind and thinking clearly. Excuse me. Mental boundaries. Set boundaries when it comes to how young adults speak to you. As you respect them intellectually, you need to direct them to give you the same respect. Emotional boundaries. Do not allow your young adult to be emotionally abusive to you. Yelling, cursing, or saying hurtful things should not be allowed. Communicate to your young adult that you will not tolerate that type of behavior from them. Relationship boundaries. Teach your young adult about boundaries between them and your spouse. Don't allow them to pit your spouse against you, nor you against them. You and your spouse should be on the same page with regards to the messages about boundaries to our young adult children. Spiritual boundaries. Your spiritual beliefs should be respected by your young adult, and the beliefs of your young adult should also be respected. It's okay for everyone to discuss worldviews and spiritual beliefs as long as everyone can be respectful of one another. Teach your young adult how to agreeably disagree. Financial boundaries. This is a biggie. You are not a bank that gives out interest-free loans or hard-earned money. Let me repeat that. You are not a bank that gives out interest-free loans or hard-earned money. Remind your young adult about the importance of paying their bills on time and not wasting money on frivolous trinkets. Allow your young adult to learn from the consequences of making bad financial decisions. If you continue to bail them out from bad decisions, they will never learn. So, what's the takeaway or the summary for this podcast episode? On boundaries, healthy boundaries. The takeaway, the big takeaway is that our children are adults now. They've come into their own. They're legal adults. They are able to vote. They're able to buy alcohol. They're able to go out into the world and do whatever it is they want to do. That means that they are responsible for their decisions and their actions. And we are no longer, we are not necessarily their parents in that we don't parent them anymore. Our parenting years are never really over, but our role in their life changes. We, instead of being parents, we're their mentors, we're their teachers, and we're there for them to bounce ideas off of us and to share their life stories and come to us for advice. So we should be there for them and be ready, willing, and able to share our life stories and share with them and be transparent about the mistakes in our lives and the things that we had to learn through the school of hard knocks. So as I've said before in other episodes, you're not alone. As you're listening to this podcast and you're struggling with the many issues that you may have with your adult, your young adult child, understand that you're not alone and there are resources out there for you. And I hope that the podcast episodes that you listen to on ABCs of parenting adult children will help you to do the things that you need to do. And to exercise or show tough love to your young adults. Sometimes that's what they need. Instead of a handout or instead of an emotional or financial crutch, they need for us to show them tough love and allow life to teach them the valuable lessons that will last them a lifetime and help them to, when they have families and children of their own, to teach them those things. So anyway, thank you for listening to today's episode. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple, and Public Radio. You may contact us at jamescmoffitt@outlook.com. That's jamescmoffitt, M-O-F-F-I-T-T, @outlook.com. Please share our podcast with your friends and family and coworkers. Have a blessed day.